one of the gentlemen, in my estimation, just because I followed his entire career and had the privilege of playing for his brother in high school and coaching with his brother for 7 years and going to junior college with his youngest brother, Philip. Chris Chambliss, longtime major leaguer, joining us here for a few minutes before he and his wife and family and friends head in for dinner. And Chris, great to see you back in San Diego.
It's good to be back. Always never forget this area. You know, Oceanside meant a lot to me in my childhood.
You know, I remember when I was coaching with Coach John Seeley at MiraCosta back in the early 80s, and, you know, he always wanted to talk about the recruiting of Chris Chambliss by Art Reichel from UCLA. And you were coming out of high school. I mean, you were a great football player. You went on, played for Bill Corcoran at MiraCosta and were the player of the year as a running back, from what I recall.
That's true.
And you played at MiraCosta for 2 years, then you went to UCLA for one, and Coach Reichel thought he was going to be getting you for two, huh?
Yeah, I know. That was disappointing for the coach, and it was really a tough decision to do that, but it just happened to be that I had played so much baseball in 69, and I had been pursued by a lot of teams, and it just seemed like it was a great time to become a professional. And I know it hurt the old coach, but it turned out to be pretty good for us.
Hey, Chris, talk a little bit about your upbringing. Your dad was a Navy chaplain. I remember meeting your father. You guys came out to MiraCosta years ago when I was coaching, and I met your dad. And, of course, I've been around Frank for years and years. I've known Frank for over 30 years, played for him, coached with him. Talk a little bit about the Chambliss upbringing.
Well, you know, my father, after he became a preacher, his first church was in St. Louis, and we lived there for the early parts of our years. And my dad had been in the Navy before, so he got an offer to go back into the Navy as a chaplain, and it was just a very smart move that helped my family and my older brothers, Frank and Randy, if you remember, my two older brothers. And it got us out of a pretty rough area in St. Louis, and we were able to live on naval bases, and great housing and great situation. And, of course, sports was a big part of our lives. And so he got stationed out in Camp Pendleton when I was 10 years old, and with the Marines. As you know, the Marines use Navy chaplains. So Dad was stationed with Camp Pendleton. After being at Camp Pendleton for about 3 years, he got stationed in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So instead of moving to San Diego, they bought a house in Oceanside, and they commuted back and forth. So my dad and my mom were truly strong influences and what me and my brothers became, because we're very well grounded, and it's because of them.
We're visiting with Chris Chambliss. He's going into the Breitbart Hall of Fame tonight, one of three inductees, the other two, LaDainian Tomlinson and Tony Clark. Chris, talk a little bit about Herb Meyer and John Seeley and Bill Corcoran, three guys that I know played a real part in your life, and they also played a part in a lot of people's lives back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, in Herb's case, the 90s.
You know, you really don't realize, you know, what they've done for you until you get a little older and you start playing sports. In my case, continue to play professional sports, and you start realizing the foundation that you had with all those great coaches. As you know, Herb had me in both football and baseball, and then later on, John Seeley had me in both football and baseball, and along with Bill Corcoran. Those men just made life easy for me, actually, because they laid down a foundation of sports and the way I ended up playing the game. I was just well grounded as I became a pro.
Tell me a John Seeley story. Is there ever a day where he called you into the office?
Not really. You know, John never really gave me the business, but I've seen him do it with other guys. But John was a great inspiration to us. He was just someone who was very dedicated to his work, and I learned a lot of baseball, you know, from him.
Okay, let's talk about the at bat in the playoffs against Mark Littell. You take one out of the ballpark, and then you had to go back to your running back days to try to get around the bases. Tell us about that at bat and that adventure around the bases.
Well, you know, that was the highlight of my career. 76 was the first year that the Yankees moved back into New Yankee Stadium. They had to refurbish the field. And 76 was a magical year. The home run I hit was just is just a dream come true. You know, bottom of the ninth, tie game, and I hit a home run that sent everybody on the field running around. And you don't see that today, but it was a scary situation. I was worried about getting trampled, so I had my got into the dugout and into the clubhouse, and we did go back out. I took a couple cops with me, and we went through the crowd, went back out to touch home plate, and it wasn't there. Somebody dug it up. So it was a fun moment, and I look back on it now, and it's something I'm very proud of.
Okay, you got six world championship rings, two as players, four as coaches. Catch everybody up. What are you doing these days?
I'm at home now. I've been home for about 3 years. I was the last hitting coach for the Seattle Mariners in 2011 and 12. And after they let me go, I've not been been working since then. I've been at home, enjoying being at home. So I'm kind of in between, you know, retirement and maybe working. We'll see.
Well, you got a smile on your face. Go enjoy it with the family. Great to see you, and glad to have you in this thing.
Great to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Take care. There you go. Chris Chambliss.